Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
I've had this guest on the show before. His name is Paul Berry, and he's the founder of Foster Coalition. As we try to bring units, we try to bring organizations together to help foster children, to help to give them a better life. And Paul has done a great job with pulling these organizations together to have a one-stop shop, if you will, so that it makes it easier for families to be able to get the help that they need. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Paul Berry.
Thank you, Mark. Glad to be here.
Paul, I'm glad to have you always, and I appreciate your work. And for those who missed the last show, which was now several years ago, let's talk about the founding of Foster Coalition. How did this organization come to be?
Well, it came out of personal experience. I retired on January the 1st of 2015 from my financial planning practice, and then we felt like something was wrong at our daughter's house, so my wife found a scripture that said that God will rescue the lambs. So she started praying that, and then on January the 7th, we had three children. And I had a 6-day retirement, but it was a journey through that process of taking care of the children, especially when they hit adolescent ages. They started going crazy, and you know, God kind of spoke to me and said, well, you know, if these kids have everything they need and a loving people around them, said, how much more are those hurting out there in the foster world? So you need to go out there and find out what's going on. So, you know, but I had illnesses, and then there was COVID that came along. But in January the 1st of 21, I started going out and talking to different organizations around the state and that had connections in the foster world, to find out what was the good, bad, and ugly of the foster situation. And with that, we found out that there were four major needs. One was that they needed workers. They needed foster parents. They needed court-appointed special advocates, or called CASA workers. They needed caseworkers at DHR, and the aging out children needed mentors to work with them to kind of guide them through life. And so, and that's what we're out here trying to fix. And so, you know, we're focusing a lot on helping churches create foster ministries so that they can recruit and train and equip these foster parents better than what they have been getting in the past.
How has that worked so far with your trainings with these congregations?
Well, it's been an uphill battle. But we are making progress. We've got so many churches that are committed to doing this, and it's a scary thing. The foster world does not have a good reputation, and because all the news that the foster world gets is bad news. But there's a lot of great things going on out there, but people just don't realize it. So a lot of people just don't want to work in the foster world, and but these children need it desperately, and they all suffer from trauma. And in fact, and the counselors say that the trauma of a foster child is worse than the trauma and PTSD of a veteran, and that is severe. So you can imagine how bad it is for these foster parents, for foster kids. These foster children will ask themselves one of three questions nearly every day. Said, will I lose one or both of my parents to death, divorce, desertion, addiction, prison? And that's their security. So every child that comes into the system suffers that trauma in itself. Then they ask themselves, after they've been in there a while, you know, why am I here? Why am I on this earth? I'm not worth anything. Nobody cares anything about me. And that's their security. And then they eventually get around to asking, will I ever find someone that will love me as much as I love them? So that's their struggles in life. And that's all of our struggles to some extent. But theirs is up there on a higher level than what normal people have. And these kids have done nothing wrong to be in this situation. They're just there because of problems in their own family. And a lot of it is abuse and neglect and because of drug use and stuff. And others are just poverty situations. They need help. And so we're trying to get churches to help in all different ways.
You know, taking on a child, and we've done that with me and my wife, taking my nephew and raising him. It's a very challenging situation, to say the least. Do you feel that you were able to accomplish some good things raising your grandchildren in the way that you did to take them in?
Yes, you know, they're doing well right now, and that is a blessing, you know, because there were some rough times for them, but they all suffered the trauma, and we didn't know anything about trauma when we were going through this, and we had 16 caseworkers during our time with the children, and all of them said that there was no help or support for us, and so we just struggled through it the best we could, and I had started a ministry in the past called Safe Harbor, which is a ministry that helps parents get between their child and whatever rebellious behavior that they're in. So we taught tough love then. So teaching tough love is wrong to a trauma child. You know, it needs to be just the opposite of that. But most people don't understand what that is or how it works. And so that's kind of what we're out here trying to do right now, is focus on helping teachers, foster parents, adoptive parents, grandparents raising grandchildren, and there's 230,000 grandparents raising grandchildren in Alabama. That's a lot of folks, and but they need help. Excuse me. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give them some education as best we can. You know, I do a support group for grandparents raising grandkids, just to help them walk through what we walk through, because there's really no answers and no guidance out there. So we're just trying to create what we can create and help each other.
On April the 20th, you have a trauma-informed care training conference that's coming up. Let's talk about what led you to the trauma-informed care training that's going to happen on April the 20th.
Well, again, finding out about trauma, it was just a shock to me when I just heard a counselor speak at an event like this, and finding out, wow, everything I've been doing wrong is amazing, and it's been hurting these children. And so part of our process here is to do some continuing education for foster parents primarily, but again, grandparents need this knowledge. Adoptive parents need this knowledge. Church workers that deal with the children coming into their church needs to know about this. And so anybody that's connected with the children and needs this help. I have a daughter that's a teacher. I have two grandchildren that is a teacher, and I have a sister-in-law that is a teacher, and they've always talked about the struggles that they've had with kids acting out in their class and not really realizing why they're doing this. So this trauma education is about helping people understand what trauma is, number one, and secondly is how do you recognize it as they do this flight, fright, and freeze and situations, and then what do you do about it? How do you handle that? Because if you handle it wrong, it's going to make their life worse, and it's also going to make the caregiver's life worse because it's not going to get any better. So you have to learn how to treat this and manage it, whether it's in a classroom or a foster home or a church, or if you don't handle it right, then it's just not going to get any better. So it's crucial for caregivers to understand that trauma can manifest in various ways, including emotional dysregulation. So they're going to act out. They can be in withdrawal. They can be aggressive. They can be verbally abusive. And they can have a lot of difficulty forming attachments and connections with other people. And they also need to know how to recognize this child's behavior as often a coping mechanism, and it's not intentional behavior. An example of all of that is, when I first heard this, was a child, when it's born, it's going to cry, correct? And what does it need? It needs, it's either in pain or it needs a diaper changed or it needs some food. But if you go over to China and go into an orphanage over there, the quietest room in that orphanage is the infant room, because these kids have cried and nothing has ever happened. So what a child eventually does is, if it can't get its needs met one way, it will try some other way. It just subconsciously make a transition. And it really gets to the point of where they don't know why they're doing what they're doing. So another example of that would be, if you've ever had a dream where it was just very anxious and you were trying to warn somebody and trying to cry out or scream or a holler, and you just can't do it. You know, that's a good example of what trauma is. It's the back of your head is all in emotional turmoil, but the front of your brain is your reasoning and response area, and it doesn't know how to do that. So it can't express what its needs are, so it turns to a different behavior in order to try to get those needs met. So that's what caregivers have to do, is recognize what these behaviors are and then how to cope with them. You know, and you got to remember, too, that healing from a trauma is a gradual process. It requires time, understanding, and unconditional love. And they need that from all different sources to let the world, you know, they need to see that the world really does care about them, and not really just think of them as just rebellious, acting out children. So when handled properly, the benefits of for the child include improving their emotional regulation and coping skills. It'll increase their sense of safety, trust in the caregivers. They'll have enhanced academic and social success. It reduces the likelihood of long-term mental health issues also. So they can get out of this, and there's not a lot of counselors out there that really counsel this real well. In some counties in Alabama, there's not any trauma counselors out there. And Karen Purvis actually created this trauma-informed counseling process. And she was a psychologist at TCU, and it's really become catching on around the world. And there's tools out there like a blue light thing that really helps connect the front brain with the back brain, and that's been used with veterans for a long time. So they're now trying to use that with the children. But it needs some special kind of counseling, and not every counselor is able to do this. So we're trying to get everybody educated about this, and so that, you know, they know where to turn and what to do when they recognize these situations. But so we're trying to provide a deeper understanding of the child's behaviors and reactions. We're trying to equip caregivers with effective strategies to support the child's emotional and psychological needs. And we're trying to promote empathy and patience, and that would lead to more positive interactions and with relationships. And that will reduce the feeling of frustration and helplessness for the caregiver as well as the child. And so when these caregivers get empowered, they can create a safe and nurturing environment. And probably the teachers have more of this acting out than even the foster parents and the grandparents, because they're with them more during the day. And they're very disruptive in the classroom. And but there's a lot of things in it. And it may be situations to where they just need some food. A lot of these kids come into the system and they haven't had food. When somebody's on drugs, they don't really care about, you know, cooking the child breakfast or fixing breakfast or lunch or even dinner. So sometimes they're at school and they're acting out when they're, it's basically their blood sugar level is so low that they're just crying and throwing fits and carrying on. And there, you know, the best thing to do is just hold them a little bit and give them something to eat. They can calm down and become a normal acting. But, you know, but if you can't recognize that, then you're just going to let the kid go and send them to the office and let somebody else handle that. So we're just trying to empower these caregivers, and especially the teachers and foster parents and grandparents, because it's not many sources for help out there. So we're trying to provide as much as we can.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Paul Berry. He's the founder of Foster Coalition, and we'll continue this conversation in another segment if you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products. Even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, as I have with me my friend Paul Berry on the line. He's the founder of Foster Coalition, and we've been talking about trauma. He has a trauma-informed care training conference that's coming up April the 20th. Wanted to talk some more about that. Who's participating? Who's involved with this? Welcome back to the show, Paul.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
Absolutely, my friend. Who all have you been able to get to be involved with this trauma training?
Well, we've got three major speakers here. One of them is Bo Armistead. He is a counselor with Sojourn Counseling, and he's going to give the introduction to what trauma is and how do you recognize it. And that's a big event there, because if you don't know what you're looking at, then it doesn't matter what you do after that. So then the next step, we got Rod Marshall and Kelly Arant speaking from Alabama Baptist Children's Home and Pathway Professional Counseling. And they're going to be talking about the ACEs and how we can parent children in foster care with the better knowledge of all of this. And ACEs is a new thing out there that people really don't know. And I would encourage people to just Google what ACEs are, A-C-E-S. And, you know, it's 10 items that if you have experienced, you know, you're going to have trouble with relationships and stress and anxiety in your life. And in some cases, it can even shorten your lifespan. And that hasn't, and these children also have suffered these events in their life. So that's another reason they're kind of acting out. So it helps to give a better knowledge of what you're dealing with and why, so that you have more compassion with these children. And then we're going to have Lifeline Children's Services, Erin Williams. She's going to be responding to the unique needs of older children and teens. And the way a young child acts out is totally different than a teenager. And it's hard enough raising your own teenager, much less a child with trauma. But she's going to be giving us some education about that. And then we have Created Ministries, which is Mark and Dory Carpenter. And they're going to be talking about the challenges of independence. These 40% of the children in foster care are adolescents, and a lot of them are not getting preparation that they need to transition into an independent life. And dealing with the trauma of an 18 to 21-year-old is totally different than handling the trauma of a 3-year-old or an 8-year-old. So we're trying to educate from top to bottom. And then the people that come, we're going to be trying to give them some more videos and training on this to do some continuing training on that. So it can be not just a one-time shot, because it's not going to work that easy. It's going to take some continuous study and work in order to understand all of this. So when people just, if they want to come, anybody can come. There's not any special requirements, but we do have continuing education for teachers and some social workers and foster parents. And you just need to go to the website, which is www.fostercoalition.org, and register. And we need to know how many goodie bags to make up, so we need to know who's coming. So, and if you got any questions, you can contact Kelly at fostercoalition.org, and she can give you any, she can answer any questions that you may have.
Is that Kelly as in K-E-L-L-Y?
Correct.
Excellent. Where's this event going to take place?
It's going to be at Oak Mountain Presbyterian Church in North Shelby County. It's on Highway 119 in Caldwell Mill Road, right there on the corner. It's a big church, and we do have limitations as to how many we can take. So I would encourage people to register and register early. We don't know how many people is really going to show up, but we want to handle everybody adequately, and so it'll be a very meaningful experience for anybody that comes.
Very good. Paul Berry, I appreciate you joining me on the show today to share about this trauma training that's coming up on April the 20th. You're always welcome here on the Mark White Show. Thank you for your good work when it comes to the Foster Coalition work.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you're doing for the community.
Thank you, sir. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West. Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.